From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga has withdrawn from the rerun of that country's presidential election. VOA's Jill Craig is in Nairobi.
We believe that all will be best served by NASA vacating its presidential candidature in the election scheduled for 26 October 2017. So basically what's just happened is that the opposition has said they are pulling out of the next election, and also they said that they feel as though the Electoral Commission had no intention to change its operations and personnel to ensure that those problems that led to the invalidation of the previous election would not happen this time. And then they said that they believe that the October 26th polls would be worse than the previous one.
Odinga has repeatedly said that he would boycott their re-election if the Electoral Board did not replace officials he blames for the irregularities in the original election. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is defending the arrest of a U.S. consulate employee accusing him of being a spy. Andrew Palcheski has the story.
Turkey arrested Metin Topuz, a U.S. consulate employee and Turkish national, last week. He's accused of being in regular communication with members that Turkey has blamed for a failed coup against Erdogan last year. Turkey has said it will also be questioning a second consulate employee. The arrest has led to a diplomatic feud between the two countries in recent days. Following the arrest, the U.S. Embassy in Ankara announced that it would temporarily halt all non-immigrant visa applications, a move that was quickly mirrored by Turkey. Andrew Balcheski, VOA News.
Catalan's President Charles Puigdemont said he has a mandate to declare independence, but proposed waiting a few weeks to encourage dialogue. The opposition leader called the move a coup and has said the independence vote has no support in Europe. VOA News. The trial of two women accused of killing Kim Jong-nam, the estranged half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, resumed Tuesday. Philip Alexio has the latest from the trial.
A government chemist said Kim Jong-nam had about 1.4 times the lethal dosage of VX nerve agent on his face after he was attacked at a Malaysian airport. VX was found on Kim Jong-nam's face, in his eye, and in his blood plasma. VX and related products were also detected on the clothes that the women were wearing on the day of the attack. On Monday, the trial moved temporarily to a high-security laboratory so the judge, attorneys, and the defendants could examine the clothing before it was officially accepted as evidence. The two defendants, Dewan T. Huang from Vietnam and Siti Aisha from Indonesia, pleaded not guilty at the start of the trial last week to murder charges that carry a mandatory death sentence if they're convicted. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
A mass oral cholera vaccination campaign for hundreds of thousands of Rohingya refugees and host communities is taking place in Bangladesh. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
In the last week, nearly 10,300 cases of diarrhea have been reported in the makeshift settlements and camps for more than 500,000 Rohingya refugees in Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh. So far, no case of cholera has been discovered, and UN agencies want to keep it that way. The World Health Organization says the life-saving oral cholera vaccination campaign, which began Tuesday, is intended to protect vulnerable refugees. Cholera thrives in overcrowded, unhygienic conditions and poses a risk for the Rohingya. WHO spokesman Christian Lindemeyer tells VOA the vaccination campaign is the world's second largest after one conducted in Haiti in 2016 following Hurricane Matthew. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Firefighters in the western U.S. state of California are battling more than a dozen wildfires that have killed at least 15 people and sent thousands fleeing from their homes. Anaheim Fire and Rescue spokesman Darren Wyatt said the fires were at 0% containment and that the massive perimeters of the fires and strapped resources of the state were slowing response capabilities. U.S. President Donald Trump is suggesting he would beat Secretary of State Rex Tillerson in an IQ test competition after reports that the country's top diplomat called Trump a, quote, moron, unquote. Trump told reporters he has confidence in Tillerson and did not undercut him with the quip about the IQ test. In recent days, Tillerson has reaffirmed his commitment to President Trump. Be sure to point your web browser to voanews.com for additional stories as well as in-depth coverage. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.